Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 16. Today we have CEO and artist Mafi D with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Fuck you for laughing at my allergy struggle.
This nigga over here is a dork.
Sorry if I sound
It's springtime. Shout
terrible.
Out to the allergies that I know nothing about. I'm my only sibling. I'm the only one out of my siblings that don't have allergies.
You're blessed.
Yeah, that shit's weird.
You guys it's are not weird. It's life. Air. You're allergic to shit.
Yeah. We got Mafi D with us.
Shout out Mafi D in the
building. Yeah. What it do? Fuck around with Mac and Nelly and this motherfucking shit.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. It's always sex when guests come on and they don't smoke. That would be over here.
Man, I'd be cool.
No, fuck that shit. Shout out to this man, Mafi D.
I can't do the drugs. I'd be lazy. I don't want to do man. Shit.
That is beautiful.
That's hella dope.
You don't do shit though, so that's good.
Niggas probably always trying to hand you the weed. You be like, nah.
Always.
Because I know how some niggas, you know. They won't smoke, but they'll drink. But he doesn't do any of that
shit.
Nah, I'll
be
like,
cool.
That's dumb. I'm gonna be clear.
I'll be clear. I did all that shit hella young. You feel me? Like.
So now you're like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm cool. I don't really. You know, it ain't nothing against motherfuckers that do it, but I don't get nothing from it personally. You feel me?
I feel that.
I feel bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
I don't really drink, but I smoke.
I'll
be cool.
But I fuck with that liquor shit.
Episode 16-ish.
What do we have last episode? Shout out to Kerry Stacks and Nash.
Yeah.
Coming through.
The Bulls.
They showed you some love on the last episode.
Yeah,
so
here we've
been
love.
Talking about this nigga.
I fuck with them niggas.
You're talking to town, right. Low key, man.
What's going on?
I'm totally honest.
Man. I'm like, who is this nigga?
I don't know, man. I just do me, you know?
I seen you on the Say Cheese interview, and that's when I first was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when a lot of motherfuckers really started tuning in, you feel me? But I've been doing this shit since, like, 2015, but I had got locked up, so I didn't really get to, you feel me, all that extra shit. But now we here.
Yeah, right. we'll definitely talk about that. Look, let me write that down.
Write some shit while you was locked up?
Hell yeah, I got 3-4 books full of shit. You feel me? Like, you can ask me, man, listen, I got hella shit. Look, I ain't even gonna lie.
That's what's good.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I'm the boy. I'm gonna keep it going. Oh, wow, my dog. You feel me?
Beyonce, we'll get to you. To your guest. We talk about other shit on Mac and Nelly.
Well, shit, let's talk about it.
So Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're coming, which is hella funny.
Okay,
did you see my post on Facebook? And I was like,
I've been seeing that little meme about Beyonce always doing the tour when bitches get their taxes and shit every time. She's raping bitches.
Always. But niggas were like buying tickets to go out of town because when she did her original tour dates, Seattle wasn't listed. Right. So people were buying. And I was like, that's what y'all niggas get because then they added Seattle. So niggas are mad. They bought plane tickets out of town.
You gotta be a different.
Plus concert
you gotta
tickets, plus
be a different pedigree of motherfucker to do some shit like that.
Niggas just want to be the first to say that they got a ticket. Like, just chill out.
I got my ticket.
They treat a ticket like they really met the bitch.
Though. Right,
exactly. You won't go to a local show though.
I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I was about to say, but local ones.
Let's keep it honest.
They know when they come. They know when they come back. They done fucked up their rent. They done use their rent money for this ticket and this plane and this hotel and shit.
Beyonce's winning. Yo, I seen this video of this bitch letting her baby hit a blunt today.
Yeah, I just seen that shit too.
You see that shit?
I don't watch shit like that.
Your Facebook.
I don't watch shit like that.
That type of shit is foul, bro. Like,
and you know what? Fuck Facebook because I get fucking. I call the bitch a sand. I got fucking. I got no.
She did. This,
a no, sand.
This,
what is
this
that?
Metal, this like air. She was like an Arab bitch, Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
So you know they got all them deserts and shit. So it's sand. Right. But she was saying nigga in her status, and it was a status that had gotten shared like thousands of times. So I was like, oh, this sand something. And I got suspended for a week. But you will let videos like a baby hitting a blunt or people fucking with babies in the bed.
Just float around.
But that doesn't violate your community standards. But me saying sand like, right. Fuck you, Facebook, bitch, and who?
I'll be ready to delete that shit.
I'm gonna slap whoever made it. What's his name?
People that share that type of shit. People be sharing like, oh my God, like, yeah, don't share it.
Don't share it.
It gains traction.
Period.
Right.
Even
you share
if you say a bad caption about it, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, that's just sick.
Stupid asses. But yeah, that's fucking dumb. And people just do that shit just to go viral, too.
Just to go viral.
Dumbass motherfuckers. If you're really letting your baby hit the weed, do that shit off the camera.
I mean, my babies was around some weed, so, you know, when I was younger, but they wasn't hitting no weed.
No,
you know
fuck
what I'm saying?
No, but I'm saying, but right. Even if that's what you're doing, why right. Does it have to be on
why
camera?
You gotta pick
it?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I can see if the kids just got into it, but the bitch was like blatantly shit. Just
yeah,
hitting
it. It recorded it, yeah. I'm like, bitch, you're federal.
But the
cold
part was the baby was hitting the weed, dog. Like,
really hitting
like it been doing it since it came
baby
out
was,
or something.
Baby couldn't have been more
it
than 8 months.
It was blowing
out
his nose, doing tricks and shit.
That was a 9-month-old baby hitting the weed like a grown ass man.
We're gonna do tea time now. Tea time. Austin, Texas bomber. 2 people were killed and 5 others wounded in a series of bombings centered on Austin, Texas this month. That's crazy. So, Wednesday, a man suspected of being the bomber, Mark Condit. I don't know. He's 23. Blew himself up as the officers approached him. It seems like that's what always happens. The shooter or the bomber or whatever kills himself. Sometimes, you know.
If they don't kill himself, he go to jail untouched.
But those things sound so
that's because
fishy.
They be doing this shit,
that's what I'm
man.
Saying. Like, it's like you can't talk to.
Come on,
the guy just. So we can't talk to this guy. We don't know. Like, this is all set up.
Come
like,
on,
some
bro.
Shit. I'm not big on conspiracy.
But some shit is just in
some
your
shit
face.
Be like, when they be like, there's one shooter, but then. There's
I feel like,
are
I feel
saying
like
they're shooting from all over. Like,
nothing is like too far fetched.
You gotta question
I don't
everything,
nothing
bro.
Is too yeah. Far fetched.
Because people have money, resources, guns, power to do all that shit.
Right.
That we don't even fucking know about. So yeah, I'm not big on that shit. But man, this.
But
shit,
it's crazy how they protect these white dudes that be doing this shit. They put out like a picture of him. He was like 17. He was all clean and innocent.
That's the picture that.
And then
put
somebody
out.
Found a picture of him. He's like 28, hella ugly, old and shit. Like what the yeah. Fuck is y'all
but
doing?
That's what they do.
That's just wild.
That's what they do.
I mean, I was about and to call my niggas because they was down there for the South by Southwest. Like, y'all chill. Like, be careful, you know?
So I guess the first couple of bombings that occurred, no, there was no news coverage because it was victims were mostly people of color.
Right.
And so, yeah.
That's what was going on. It was niggas that was dying.
Mayweather to start training for an MMA fight. What? Go ahead. Talk about it.
We know you're taking this seriously, Floyd. Champ, can you tell me, did you apply? Did your team apply for an MMA license to fight?
Not yet. But everything takes time. Eventually, we're going to apply for the license, and hopefully we can fight.
Okay. They said it might take you about 3 months training. I mean, I know you train hard.
It'll probably need a little bit longer. Even if it takes 6 to 8 months, whatever it takes, we want to make sure that everything is done correctly and everything is done the right way.
The retired boxer told TMZ this week he intends to apply for an MMA license and has mentioned a potential time frame of 6 to 8 months before entering the octagon.
Listen,
this nigga.
I don't know what the process is for like getting a license. But if they give this nigga a license, that's just a mockery on the whole sport. This nigga's clearly...
Does he know martial arts?
That's it. He ain't retiring from boxing.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not mad at him at all, man. Come on, bro. If people take this serious...
So he can get $300 to $500 million. So if he loses, does it really matter?
It don't, because he probably already got that.
Because he never lost in boxing.
So he's like, I'll still be right. He's like, okay, so you got that.
You know what I'm saying? Bro.
Who is he supposed to fight?
Probably Conor McGregor.
Real? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's who it was.
Six, 7 rounds
would
do.
Oh, it was
it
McGregor.
Right?
I
didn't
no
kicking,
no elbow in your head.
What are you niggas talking about?
Shut
up.
He might get worked.
This nigga's going
in,
he ain't got a mic.
Because you can hear him, though. He's like, he got one. He's getting worked.
No, we'll definitely be on here.
I don't know. That nigga Floyd Wallet. Get your money, though. Get your fucking money.
Fuck it. Shit. I didn't realize it was McGregor. Like, duh.
Niggas gonna buy that shit.
So Rihanna had a Snapchat controversy. And my sister, who's verified on fucking Twitter, she got like 73,000 retweets on her shit, 181,000 likes. And it was Rihanna responding to a Snapchat ad. There was like a Snapchat ad that said, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown, right?
What the fuck did the internet be all for?
No, but it's like, this is an ad. Like, your people came up and got together and made this. It, you know, that shit's not cool. So she was saying, now Snapchat, you already know. You ain't my fave app out there. But I'm just trying to figure out what the point was with this mess. I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you ain't that dumb. You spent money to animate something that would intentionally bring shame to DV victims and make a joke of it. This isn't about my personal feeling because I don't have much of them. But all the women, children, and men that have been victims of DV in the past, and especially the ones who haven't made it out yet, you let us down. Shame on you. Throw the whole app-ology, like apology, I guess, away.
Snapchat wallet, but
so they lost 800 million in stock after this post.
Shit, they lost me when they did that ugly ass update on that shit.
Right, exactly.
They lost money because of Kylie Jenner too. They're just taking L's from celebrities right now.
So what is
you can Snapchat on Facebook and Twitter, nigga. Instagram.
That's what it is. Once they started putting stories on the other,
everything was like, fuck it.
And then Snapchat, it stopped being so sneaky. Like, that was the whole point. Like, you guys started fucking doing too much. That was the whole point, nigga. Like, we shouldn't be able to see all this shit.
We started showing when they got screenshots and shit.
You can see where motherfuckers at. If they're at home and shit, they got locations and little.
That was the point. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It was untraceable. And now you're doing too much. So,
fuck that off.
Atlanta Hawks sued for discrimination of white employees. So, former staffer for the Atlanta Hawks filed a lawsuit against the team, accusing of it engaging in a pattern of discrimination against white employees. Margot Klein, who worked as a community development coordinator for the team, filed a suit in the U.S. District Court in Atlanta. Margot Klein. She said she was fired in March 2017 after 5 years with the Hawks, and she subsequently filed a charge of race and sex discrimination and retaliation. Blah, 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 blah. What is this bitch talking about?
It said Klein singled out a supervisor of hers. He was a black male for promoting a culture of discrimination against white individuals.
She said the dude was expecting to find more of white individuals, more likely to give pay raises and promotions to black employees, and hiring less qualified blacks over whites.
I wonder if...
I guess it's in Atlanta, probably. Telling niggas out there.
Telling niggas.
Fuck it. Oh, well, bitch.
White people getting a taste of their own medicine. It don't taste good.
And it's probably not even true.
It's probably
she
not.
She probably doesn't even know. She's probably saying that they're not as qualified, but they probably are. Like,
she's an employee scoring.
You don't know people. Right. You're just probably assuming that you're more qualified than whoever.
Oops.
Fuck her and her little lawsuit.
Exactly. Jay-Z and Diddy create an app to help find black-owned business in every city. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
It doesn't have a name
yet. It's called the Black App.
The Black App. That'd be a good-ass name.
That's cool. And black-friendly companies near them.
Trademark, yeah. McNally.
That would be cool. There'd be like none here.
Oh, no, man.
This is not about taking away from any other community, Combs said, who described the app as a way of championing black excellence. We'll still go to Chinatown. We'll still buy Gucci. But the application will make it possible for us to have an economic community. It's about blacks gaining economic power. That's
I'm
cool.
Not mad at
I like that.
That. I like
That's
that.
Cool.
Because there are some people who are really on that wave of like solely buying black. You know what I'm saying? And that right. just makes it more accessible. There's a lot of people on
that. Because it's
hard. It is hard. Especially sometimes, you know, our brothers and sisters don't got the best
marketing
customer service and
or
marketing skills. Or, you know, sometimes
know
we slack on those types of things, you know? And just because you're black, you know, people just aren't obligated to support you.
Right.
So, I'm fuck with the app.
But at the same time, don't be like, oh, this one black business was crap, so I'm not fucking with no niggas no more. Other businesses.
Yeah.
And white people get bad service too.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't stopped you from going. And so the fucking Asians hasn't stopped you from going to
Motherfuckers is just rude.
Hurry up and buy.
Exactly.
Asian people are just little ass, little pompous, little uppity little.
It hasn't stopped niggas from.
And I swear they're feeding us
teriyaki.
Cats and shit.
I'm my mama.
I just had teriyaki. Anyways, that's tea time.
I'm trying to get some cow cows.
Sleeper song.
Fire.
You got some? Because I don't yet, so.
My song is, hold on.
Ooh, let me get another one of them Starbursts right there. Them motherfuckers.
Starbursts is old. The song is by Toby Lou. It's called True.
I might go easy on you. Turn up on TV on you.
Little bit.
So I had a little bit of the issues. Blunt kept saying I could fix you. So I hit it like woo 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 woo. You know how the kids do. When I'm in my truth, turn up on you when I'm in my truth. Yeah. Alley alley you when I'm in my truth. When I'm in my truth, popping up like woo. I dress so casual, I think I'm magical. I'm black and I'm beautiful. I just went natural. Yo, bitch, think I'm beautiful. I look like Rudy Huxtable. They be like, who the fuck are you? Toby Lou with the truth. Toby Lou got the juice. My baby got a gun. Cause where I'm from, they gon' shoot. Let's pour up all the problems. Let's crush up all the issues. And hit that bill like. Hit that bill like.
Yeah. But yeah. So that was Toby Lou with True.
I like that.
Featuring Smino. That shit was dope. Woo woo.
I be low-key liking, like, R&B type shit.
I've been listening to a lot of R&B lately.
Yeah, man. I can't ride around listening to all that drug selling and shooting and pimping on business. I can't. Sometimes you need to just ride to some player shit for real.
Yeah, and calm your spirit, just be chill.
For real.
I be high, too, so the beats just be perfect.
Uh-oh.
So,
play it out.
My song is Reality Check by No Name.
Opportunity knocking, a nigga was off of coffee. Inadequate like my window, the Grammys is way too lofty. And I could stay here forever, I could die here. I don't have to try here. Can I get my two sugars, please? Jesus made an album, I'm still waiting in the line for cream. She dreaming Technicolor, lip black and white. Opportunity knocking, a nigga just got her nails. No skeletons in my closet, gonna open the door when Yale come. They ain't gonna wanna see my silhouette rap. Me fucking cognac, my smelling all black. Mississippi vagabond, granny gon' turn up in her grave and say my granny really was a slave for this. All your incomplete similes and pages ripped. You know they whipped us niggas. How you afraid to rap it? You up to heaven after so we can freedom now. Ain't no ocean floor when you can be a Jesus now.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep within.
Moments and cloudy days on my snap. Mysterious aberration illuminated the trap. My telephone Cali Cajun synonymous with
no
the
nah. Now don't know.
From Chicago, Poe picked that. It was very capital-ish.
I like how you let it know, be known. You got a standard of songs you've been picking and that didn't meet the standards. But the song was dope though.
I was having trouble this week, this episode. I could say week now these days.
Yeah, because we weekly.
Shout out to Digital Soapbox Network.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Big Homie Steel. It's my uncle. Uncle Steel.
Uncle Steel. Dobby Diamonds, what up?
What up? Okay. Today we got Seattle native Mafia Click Records CEO and artist Mafi D with us.
Yeah.
What up, man?
Shit, cool. Big Colin, like Ralphie Davis would say. Big Colin.
Shout out Ralphie Davis. Hey, now. So, you said you are 22.
22.
When did you first start rapping?
I used to just play with it, shit, as a kid, really. Until motherfuckers, you know, start telling me to take it serious, but taking it seriously, probably like 2014, 2015.
And then we were talking, you said you had got cut short.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, that 2015 time.
Well,
can you speak on that a little bit, or?
Yeah. Shit, you know, man.
Shit happens, man.
Shit happened. Yeah, I was a bad guy for a second, you know. I wouldn't say I was a bad guy. I was doing bad things, but I had, like, you know, my heart, my spirit was in the right place. I wasn't doing bad things with the intention, like, just fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, I was doing this shit to fund my music. You know, so that's what it was. And, you know, end up getting caught up on some serious shit. Got blessed and did my little time, did what I had to do.
And you grew up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington. I mean, the CD to be exact. You know, I ain't a gangbanger and shit like that.
But still, that's where you're from. That's where I'm from.
Shout out to
the
CD.
Union Street, you know what I mean?
We're gonna grew up in CD for a little bit.
Look at that nigga, look. Yeah, Union Street, you know. Grew up right there on that block.
Southend.
Nah. Yeah.
I lived on 20th and Union. 9220.
I used to catch the bus on Union.
Yeah.
My school bus.
Union. That's all I know, for real.
I grew up on John, though.
So you guys should know my uncle, so they should be your big homie.
Possibly who?
Spade and...
Yeah.
That's my uncle. That's my mom's sister. That's my mom's brother.
That's OG. That's OG.
That's good. I'm glad you guys know your history on your name, because a lot of... So I'm like, oh, you ain't from here.
My family, my uncles, yeah, everybody. We all, everything. Union Street.
My uncle Thomas, too, TC. All right. All that's done.
I get on. I'm about my mama 2 houses. Hey. They like it. They like how D switched to that right there. They didn't expect D to get raspy on them bitches. Oh, look. Yeah, you feel me?
Oh, I guess so. He's on my side of this stage. Look at it. I have it. I got all the niggas. I got all the niggas. And he even has his beat already, so we're waiting on that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. I'm excited about it.
Fuck your side.
You're a hater.
It's cool because I'm on your side too, so I ain't tripping.
Exactly. What you got to talk about, man?
I don't know.
You should... I was about to say some red light. All right, we talking about coffee.
Come on, man.
Like, do you work a normal job, or are you just all in rapping right now?
Nah, I'm all in rap right now.
Cool.
I mean, I was working. I don't work hella jobs, but the only reason why I was working was because I had to. You know what I'm saying? It was like either this or be locked up, or, you know, I'm on house arrest. I'm trying to get out the house, so, you know, I got to work a job. And it seemed like them was the only times I really kept a job for hella long, you know? And then motherfuckers be like, oh, get a job, work. And, you know, I'm not against it. If you ain't doing shit, nigga, and you broke, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't got no hustle or nothing, nigga, get a job. Stop playing with yourself, bro.
Right.
You feel me? Period, nigga.
Just go get a job.
Your phone's off. You're 21. You over 21. Your phone's off. Fuck that. 17, 16, 18. Nigga, listen, we don't do the phone off. You know what I'm saying? We figure it the fuck out. You feel me? So, nigga, I mean, shit, if you think you should get a job, but nah, I ain't really working like that. Shit, I'm working.
Right, no.
You feel me?
No,
like, yeah, I'm all in. You know what I'm saying? Anything positive, I'm all the way with it. You feel me? I'm not negatively. I'm not really, you feel me? I mean, I'm from the streets, but I don't indulge in the same shit I used to indulge in. I kind of, like, disassociated myself from all that shit.
And you were how old? Because you're 22.
Yeah.
You said already? You were how old when you went all in? And you're like, I'm really about to start rapping.
Right after I got locked up. So I was probably like... 2021, like recently, cause I actually caught a fed beef, yeah, a fed case, and they actually looked out for me and shit. So I was like, and my dad, he got life, so he was talking to me. He was like, nigga, you gotta think of it like, what'd he say? Every dollar you make and every day that you out, you ain't really supposed to be out. You feel me? You supposed to be locked up, like. So, nigga, you gotta, you know, you gotta turn it around. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you know what? He's right. I ain't about to be doing this shit forever. I don't want to be 40 just now getting out of jail and shit. You feel me?
Man, I could, boy, if I went to prison, nigga, ooh.
You gonna come out hella buff?
I'm gonna come out hella nothing. I probably wouldn't come out because I'd probably die, man. That's what I'm saying. From insanity.
Cool. Man, you can't say that because you're gonna be sitting in there, you're gonna be thinking about everything that's, you know, that matters to you on the house, though. You feel me?
You're not gonna die. You gotta die.
If I'm in prison, yeah. I don't want phone calls, nigga. Don't come see
me. You say that now. That's what's gonna make you go insane, nigga. Because you're gonna be like, niggas forgot about you and shit. You feel me?
I'm coming.
No, I won't think you forgot about me because I physically told you, don't you fucking call me.
I'm coming talking shit.
Look at you, nigga.
I understand that don't visit me shit because I don't want to be seen in that light.
You want somebody to visit me, nigga?
I'll be good.
I'll be like, this nigga. You're what? Remember your one, bitch?
There you go. Damn.
So you're coming out with someone with Frenchie.
Yeah.
And Frenchie goes out by Frenchie Oso.
Yeah.
Frenchie Oso.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Okay. Who's also on my side of the mixtape? I got everybody.
Man. who's on your side, man? What the fuck is going on, man? Let's go. He's like, shit.
I'm about to redo my side.
No, you're not.
I just got, you know, some different type of cats. She got all the street cats. I get it. She got niggas that's tapped in.
I mean, at least somebody showing love to
she got niggas that's tapped in.
I love you guys.
And honestly, she, you know, put me on to a lot of shit that I probably wouldn't even listen to. So,
exactly.
You know, fuck with her.
Because I would still listen to all the shit you listen to.
So you said, you know, being from the CD, is it hard to work from, like, with, like, rappers from the South End or from the West? Or is it just love? It's like, fuck that shit, let's do it.
It's love. It'd be hard if you was trying to play hard.
Man.
But, nigga, if you just be yourself, you feel me, and just move how you move, you don't got to worry about none of that shit. I do my thing, man.
So when is you guys did the album together?
We finishing up all the particulars and shit right now.
Exciting. Yeah. You got to let us know.
Yeah, we finishing up. It's coming out. It's coming around.
That's what's good. Any singles, about the job videos, or anything?
Yeah, I got a couple of shit in the archives. Me, I don't really even be planning shit. It just be like, I'll hear something one day and be like, dog, let me call up my nigga, I'm about to shoot a video to this, and we gonna slap it out. Like, I don't really got no strategies and shit like that.
Do you feel like you could blow up in Seattle musically?
Nope.
Not here?
Nah, I gotta move around. I'm getting off paper. Once I get off paper, I'm gone. Shit, Seattle don't really show that much love like that.
It is sad. It's sad, but it's the fucking reality.
Niggas is popcorns, man. That's really, you know, I ain't throwing no shade or nothing. I ain't no hater, but it's just shit. I don't know. The motherfuckers that's like street, you know, or urban, or, you know, in the mix, you know what I'm saying? We don't really get shown hella love in Seattle because, you know, on the outside looking in, Seattle isn't like that. You feel me? But when you come out here, nigga, it's like that.
Niggas just
died in the motherfucking Studio 7 at a, you know what I'm saying, show, you know what I'm saying? And them niggas is, you know, scared. They talking about they ain't trying to come back and don't want to do work. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man, but.
Yeah. Trying to tell niggas about Seattle like that. Come here and tell them niggas that. No,
yeah, that's
don't
what I'm
tell
saying,
me that,
like,
nigga.
Man.
Come tell them right. niggas that.
Yeah. That's so corny. Fuck these niggas.
So, Mafia Click Records, explain that. Who's on the roster? How did this come about?
Me, Soup, my nigga SRT, Cammy too. Cammy, for sure. Cammy.
Cammy.
And, shit, it came about really just... just motherfuckers that I've been fucking with and that I, you know, see potential in, and motherfuckers that all want the same shit, working towards the same goal, and we all from the same side of the same city and shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
you guys got a home-based studio that you guys record at? No,
we just fuck around and call each other and link up somewhere, you know, at this studio, this studio. You gotta have hella different locations to go to, you feel me?
I feel you.
You're trying to coordinate with so many people?
Yeah. That home shit, though.
What makes you different from other artists?
Shit, I do it all. I'll sing on a motherfucking track. Straight up, I ain't gonna lie. I'll sing to the bitch, man. Watch your bitch face. Nah, some real shit though. I don't give a fuck. I'ma do whatever sound good on that motherfucker. If I gotta go, if I ain't got a singer, then I feel like it needs to be sung on this motherfucking hook. Mafi D will sing on that motherfucking. It's gonna sound like, nah, I'm not even trying to. But yeah, we singing, we doing everything. That's real. And yeah,
but in this day and age of music, you gotta be able to do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be versatile in that way. So that's dope that you do that, for sure. Yeah. Who are your biggest influences in music when you coming up? Who influenced you to even rap or do music at all?
Ah, shit. Like, locally or?
Just period. Locally, globally.
Honestly, like, on a large scale, nobody really. Because I was just listening to music. I didn't really see myself as a rapper, you know, until I seen somebody from my hood doing it. And motherfuckers was telling me I was good. So I was like, well, shit, if they doing it, let me see if I can, you know, find my niche. Because at the time, I'm just a badass kid running around the streets and shit, you know. Don't really got no purpose, so I'm like, shit, let me figure it out. But D-Valley.
So who are you listening to, though, like popular artists that influenced you?
Shit, Mac Dre, Lil Wayne. Them two right there, Mac Dre and Lil Wayne. When I used to print them niggas' lyrics out and learn them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? When I was in school and shit, Mac Dre and Lil Wayne. Yep.
You call yourself the weakest rapper?
Yep.
I've been seeing that shit. Yeah.
The weakest rapper in Seattle?
Yeah, because everybody, it's like a competition. Everybody want to be the best. Everybody want to be the best. Nobody want to be the weakest. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll take that on.
Right.
I'll be the weakest. You niggas is all good. Every last one of you niggas is good. I'm hella weak. Don't listen to him. He's fucking trash. Real shit. Mafia's trash. Don't listen to that nigga.
Nah, I see other niggas saying, no, I'm the weakest nigga.
Yeah, like, nigga, hold on. Don't try to ride my way. Nigga, like, hold on, nigga. You niggas wasn't saying none of this shit until, nigga.
I'm
my mama. I'm my mama. I'll be like, nigga.
So you're going to call yourself the weakest just to be like, wow.
Come on, man.
Nah, I'm the weakest.
Now you the weakest, nigga, because I'm the weakest.
Right, that's weird.
You're hella good. Stop playing with me.
You're hella good.
You feel me? Stop playing. Dude, you know you're the best. You feel me? So I was like, fuck it. I was like, let me be funny. I'm going to say I'm the weakest. Everybody want to be good and number one. I'm the weakest in Seattle.
Who do you want to collab with, though, that you haven't? Is there anyone?
Dave B, Macklemore, Huey P.
Oh.
I still ain't did nothing with Curry Stacks yet.
I got you.
We talked about it. Me and Najee did some shit. Who I really want to collab with? I want to collab with the niggas that's really pushing and that's serious, you know. And I was just saying that as far as Seattle, cause I feel like them niggas is the ones that's pushing. And I ain't not to say it like that, but like I never really even I don't even listen to like. Them three that I named, like right. I ain't never really took the time to, but it's like they from my city, mm-hmm. you know, and they doing their thing, and I like the direction that they going in and shining a light. So why not respect it? Yeah, I want to work. You feel me?
My ass,
she's high.
Them jalapenos is fire, boy.
They look like they're smacking. They got the. No, I'm good. They got the motherfucking chocolate hazelnut Oreos. I ain't never. You know, that's some high shit. Cause you ain't never heard. That's some shit where you just go through the aisle and you just like, I'm high. I'm about to pick the hazelnut chocolate.
That's his ass. He don't even smoke it. I don't know what it is. That's
cause he got smoking tendencies. He know what it's like.
Starburst and shit.
That's like bad boy shit. You be doing the same shit.
No, I don't be eating snacks like that unless they just here.
No, you were talking about something about yelling
at
someone the other episode. No, it was Carrie. Never mind.
Yeah,
anyway,
there you go. You're doing me.
My bad. We'll cut that out.
No, keep it.
No. Wait, what's the time? Nope, the time. What's next?
Shit, after me and Frenchie's collab album. shit, I'm about to push out my own shit. It's been a minute. When I first started out, I was Lil D. Mm-hmm. When I first dropped some shit, but I was like, I had to recreate myself because Lil D was, that's what my niggas call me from the streets and shit. So I'm like, I ain't Lil D though. I'm a grown ass man and shit. I got a daughter, nigga. I ain't about to be little nothing. You feel me? So shit.
So you say that, and people were saying that, you know, that the names that they have are people give it to them.
Right.
So they're like, oh, you can give yourself a cool name. So.
Yep, I gave myself Monster D. You fucking right. Cause I really didn't know. And I was hella against it. Like, dog, that's fucking corny. I'm not about to give myself a rap name. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm like, nah, dog, cause I'm not about to be Lil D forever. You feel me? So I'm like, I'm not about to be Lil D forever. So I was like, shit, what can I do? And I was like, shit, Mafia click. And it just clicked. You know, Mafia D. Fuck it.
Do the bros still call you Lil D?
Nope. My niggas in the hood, they be saying Mafia and shit. I be looking at niggas like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? You been knowing me since I've been off the porch, nigga. I'm Mafia, but it's cool though. You feel me?
I've heard D too. You've been referred to as D.
Yeah. 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 That's from my food. That'd be
gotta make the names thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We're
gonna
play some games.
Got
anything you wanna say?
No.
You got a show coming up or anything?
Oh, yeah. I got the show coming up in 2 days on the 24th at the Contour.
Contour.
Yeah.
I might be doing security for that motherfucker.
Yeah. Me and French, we got some, you know, we got this show coming up.
I'll be trying to stay away from shit too.
Just too much shit be going on and niggas ain't getting paid. You feel me?
All right. Buck, Mary, Kill. Ready?
What's that? Buck, Mary, Kill.
Buck.
You gotta pick. Out of three bitches, fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian.
You said fuck, marry, kill?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Kylie, Kim K, damn. Khloe.
Them is the worst, ones, dog. Fuck.
Who you gonna kill?
Cause I'm like,
I would kill all these bitches.
I probably have to. I'm gonna kill Kim K, man. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead.
Who you gonna fuck?
I'm gonna fuck Kylie.
And you gonna marry Khloe?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Keisha from Belly. Miss Parker from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yvette from Baby Boy.
Shit. I'm gonna marry Yvette. I'ma fuck Keisha. And I'm killing Miss Parker.
That's a good one. Viola Davis.
Oh shit.
Queen Latifah. Missy Elliott.
Is it worth it? I'm killing Viola Davis.
Damn.
Damn. I'm killing Viola Davis, dog.
Just so you know, Queen Latifah is a lesbian, but keep going.
I'm a fuck.
Fuck her. You gotta fuck Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
She gonna be looking like Shorty from Set It Off when you hit him too. Chloe.
That's what you should have said.
Cleo.
You should have said it.
Damn, them.
Set It Off.
That's the worst three. Viola Davis. Queen Latifah and Missy Elliott.
And you gonna marry Missy.
Yeah.
I'll make some dope music together though. You feel me?
Maybe get Timberland on a beat.
Facts. You gonna be on.
Yeah.
Okay. So this or that. You ready? Daughter or son?
Daughter.
You have to say that because you have a daughter.
Yeah. My little baby.
Oh, you don't smoke.
No.
Her place or your place?
Her place, because I be wanting to see how business is living.
800 grams or 2 pounds of weed?
800 grams of what?
800 grams of weed or 2 pounds of weed?
2 pounds.
800 grams or 2 pounds?
2 pounds.
How much is 2 pounds?
1 pound is 448 grams. 2 pounds is more than 800 grams.
Henny or tequila?
Henny.
I can't see. More peanut butter. Okay. More peanut butter or jelly on your PB&J?
Jelly.
90 degrees or 60 degrees temperature?
60.
Allergies. Sex or head?
I'd probably say sex.
Orange juice or apple juice?
Apple juice.
Ezell's on 23rd or Ezell's in the Skyway?
23rd, man.
High top or low top?
High top.
Your favorite cologne?
Right now, I've been fucking with that Gucci.
Your favorite... Oh, my God. Fuck you, I'm fine. Your favorite meal when you're high or drunk?
You neither, man.
Look at nothing.
I like prayer. Pasta, though. No, I'm a pasta ass nigga.
I like pasta. Yeah. White sauce or red sauce?
White.
You like pesto?
Yeah, I fuck with pesto.
Your favorite TV show?
Martin.
Your favorite movie?
Baby Boy.
Anyway, well, since you're coming up in here starting shit, where you been since yesterday, knuckle?
Slanging dresses, making money. Got the brakes fixed on the car. That's what I've been doing. What you been doing?
You been fucking around?
Nope.
Let me smell your dick.
Girl, you better go with that bullshit.
Nah, if you ain't been hoeing around, you been all busy, busy, busy. Let me smell your dick. I can tell.
Go on, you back.
I ain't playing with you. Move!
Knock your ass out.
She's like, just like a nigga.
That's why you say wifey man. That's me.
He's baby boy ass nigga, I swear.
Yeah.
Your favorite person?
My favorite person? My daughter.
Your favorite ex-girlfriend? You bitches get no free promo on here.
Nah, I don't got one.
What's an ex? Your favorite retro Jordan?
I don't have a favorite. I just get kicks. I don't really have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite? Mm-hmm. Your favorite ass whooping?
Man.
Time you got in trouble, but the ass whooping was worth it.
Man. There was never no ass whooping that was worth it. But there is one time, I don't know what the fuck I did, but I remember my little sisters tell me to this day, my granddad was whooping my ass upside down. Like, he had one leg, and I was watching change from my pants and Starburst and candy fall from my shit when he was whooping my ass. That's the only bullshit.
It wasn't worth it, though.
Nah.
Your favorite comedian?
Favorite comedian, Dave Chappelle.
Your favorite time of the year? Winter.
Yeah, winter. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts.
Winter.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You're not from Seattle if you've... Or if you've never... Or if you've never went to... If you've never anything.
I say you're not from Seattle if you don't know who Bill Garfield.
Rick Bill Garfield. Two bricks.
He's looking like, I don't
know. You
said
you're not from the city.
I just lived there.
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a Mac and Nelly exclusive.
Love. When you a killer, you don't need to pay a shooter. When I'm heavy in my feelings, my daughter is therapeutic. The young niggas ain't showing the OGs love, cause nigga, it's safe to say some of these OGs scrubs. They left us in the dark to find a life for ourselves. Fight for yourself, they call you weak, you asking for help. Man, these niggas put their life on the line for the whole gang. Told him he wasn't with it, so he killed him, a no name, cold game. Now you sitting in a cell with a lifer. Time over your head like you was a third striker. Depending on your people to keep you up with your hygiene. You ain't living in
prison, you living in a diaper. I'm off the wall like Michael Jackson. These niggas funny like Michael Blackson. Internet niggas say anything for reactions. Why you doing the talking? I fuck your bitch with a passion. Hey, when you see me, hey. Shot, I said, ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, let me find out you know how to pick me.
Yeah, I like, everything. You know, I was like, that shit is cold.
This is the first one I sent him to. This is Mike Jane. Yeah, I don't know what his producer name is, but yeah, Seattle_Celtic on IG.
That shit's hard.
Hell yeah. He made a few for my side. Then I got some other producers I worked with.
Yeah, that motherfucking beat goes stupid. Hey. I was hella surprised when you sent me that shit. I was like, man, fuck. But now I heard that shit, I said, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I need
that shit right, though. That shit was hard.
Nice. Oh, yeah, so listen out. Wait for that. That's going to be coming out on the mixtape.
Facts.
Hey.
Need to start pressing some niggas about their songs.
Big facts.
I'm going to start getting my like shit.
My size going to be so
I
popping.
Need the masters, nigga.
I'm telling you, right.
Ooh, that's that joint.
By my mama.
Oh,
look at that.
This guy.
Oh, God, he's saying he'll sing to them bitches.
I'm singing, I'm telling you.
He said he'd do it out. He's singing to them bitches.
Listen, hey, if it can sound good, I'm going to do it, bro. Listen. I like shit like this for real.
Ugly nigga guidelines. 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 So my ugly nigga guideline for today is ugly niggas, there's a certain way ugly niggas gotta take pictures. If you even need to take pictures at all. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Yes, I love it.
You niggas can't do the light skin nigga eyes.
The eyes are biting your bottom lip.
You can't
lip.
Bite your bottom lip. You can't stick your tongue out and
none
take
of that
pictures
shit.
Of any of your pictures. Even if there's a bitch in the picture. You can't do that.
Niggas shouldn't do okay? that shit, period.
Stop doing it. Niggas, yeah, definitely. But ugly niggas don't do that shit. Ugly niggas, just be
And if you're ugly
neutral.
And you have bad skin, just black and white it.
Fuck.
Yo, black and white get an ugly nigga right, though, because I got some black and white pictures. I'm like, ooh, nigga, I'm fine, ugly. Shit, man.
I'm a mom with that black and white.
Black and white is the one.
I put a few shit in black and white where I thought it wasn't going to come out right. I was like,
that black and white is a savior, boy. But that's the ugly nigga got last for today.
All right. Nelly's pet peeves.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit. For
sure. So, this is my whole thing. If you're fucking with... Okay, so I'm not really big on relationships. Anyone who knows me knows. Whatever, right? I just feel like this. Okay, I'm not going to be like, okay, we're sharing our nigga or nothing. But if you have other bitches... This is what I don't understand. Why you got a bitch that stresses you? Like, why you got another bitch for that? Not that stresses you out? Like, I'm gonna need for if you fuck with the same nigga I fuck with to stop stressing my nigga out or our nigga out. Because I don't have time to be dealing with his attitude because you're on some other shit. And for the niggas, stop fucking with these bitches that just stress you out. Like, find a cool little bitch. What's the point?
But if you got multiple bitches, you're not supposed to bring the energy from one bitch to the next
but
bitch.
But it happens.
It happens.
Trust. Just like your bitch is probably mad
We're
about
the other
nigga.
We're not perfect human beings. Do you understand me, people?
She like, what's wrong with you, man? I'm good.
I'm my mama. That's what it be, too.
I'm good.
You come around your bitch and she just got that just vibe. She be like, nigga, what's up? You be like, man, nothing. You feel me?
Don't be bringing that shit over here. Like, I've been cool all day.
I've been cool. I ain't stretch you. I ain't text you over
like,
10 times.
Nothing.
You flashing every shit.
So, oh, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I don't get why you messing with bitches. Get you a cool little bitch. That's it. I think that was it. Local music. So I got Street Ball Soup, Bag Money.
Street ball, kilos of gold, mafia clips with the realest out the region, nigga. B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money. I'm chasing the back on the daily, I'm running it up on the daily bag. I'm chasing the back on the daily, I'm running it up on the daily bag. B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money, B-A-G, bag money. I'm running it up on the daily, I'm chasing the back on the daily bag.
I'm running it up on a daily hunt. I'm chasing the bag on a daily bag.
Ice flash, I like cash. Got up off my ass. Texting baby, bout the cash. Emoji, money bag. I'm from racks to the jacks. Serving sacks, flag black. I'm the nigga, that's facts. Earn my stripes, cat hat. On the books, name good. My hood, they hood. M.O.B. Pop shook. Niggas shook, bitches look. Spatha belly, bag ready. Sandwich ready, butter got a jelly. Sauce heavy, spaghetti. Talk to me.
All right, and we got Soup in the studio with us today, actually. It's you heard him in the background, I'm sure.
For sure.
All right.
That nigga Soup.
Do you have, what's your social media?
David.
I'm gonna kick you.
I just got on this website, I just started doing that kind of shit.
Instagram, Street Ball Soup. Okay. All right, Mac, who you got?
I got Lord Olo with what?
But a figure you can all at. I just talk, I ain't know they was called raps. Receiving in small stacks, Dame said flip all that. Only save when you need saving. Keep chasing, you on the treadmill, fall back. With all that act 30 to motherland. Had to make some other plans though, from another stance. Power in my palms and kept that secret from my other hand. I don't tell them jack shit. Them niggas don't even agree when they come to jack. And controllers out of control. He's a mode they couldn't plaster. Fucking natural disaster, wizard, a spellcaster, my name means master king. What I has it, Ganondorf, my dads and supporters with order. They all lemmings, I'm in disguise. They all die, I'm like surprise. One day I'll meet my demise. Psych, nigga, I'm forever alive. Yeah, and mortality is a must. Bring for casualties in the truck.
That was that nigga, Lord Olo. Lord Olo.
You were just on a show.
Yeah. He was, he performed at, what are you talking about?
Go ahead.
Oh, Lord Olo.
He performed where?
He performed at that house party that I hosted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that you left me at. This nigga. Luckily, I came with two of my niggas.
Wait, hold on. You can follow him on Instagram at Lord Olo. Lord underscore Olo.
I come to this house party.
L-O-R-D underscore O-L-O.
To see this nigga, to support him because he's hosting, right? Because that's what I do. And this nigga, I'm there maybe 30 minutes. And I'm like, where'd this nigga go? I texted him, oh, I'm going to Best to eat. Like, nigga, you just left me at this fucking part. Luckily, I was with people or I would have been fucking hot.
Look, first of all.
Fuck you. I was talking about you were on that show with Huey P.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Street Plug DJs. Music and Marijuana Reviews.
That was fun.
It was pretty fun.
It was funny. It was funny. Now you're laughing.
They want you to come out there. There's an accent about you, so.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
I can smoke, right?
Just bring a jacket. Oh, yeah, you're smoking the whole time, yeah.
Yeah.
Just bring a jacket. It's a little chilly up in there.
Well, thought of the day? You got a thought of the day?
What's that?
Like a thought, a quote of the day, something you want to say.
Shit, there it is. The famous phone
day.
Drop.
You're good, dog. This shit didn't break.
Thought of the day. Sorry,
fuck, so. Cares. I always drop my phone.
Is this a toy?
Thought of the day. I feel like I have something for that.
Thought of the day is share the meme.
Share the fucking meme.
Just share
the meme.
It's okay.
Or quote that motherfucker.
We'll still laugh at it if you share it.
We've all seen it before.
It's okay.
I'm gonna start commenting hashtag meme on people's posts. then I'll be called a hater and da da da.
Hashtag we synced.
Share the meme. All right, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Shit. Oh yeah, social media shit. Give me, I don't know, it might be hard to find me on Facebook. I'm Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
You feel me? There might be a million Bobby Browns, you know? Fucking Instagram, Mafia D Click Up with a K, everything. Instagram, Mafia D Click Up. Twitter, Mafia D Click Up, you know what I'm saying? Get at me.
And where can we find your music?
iTunes, Spotify, any little digital platforms that's out.
Nice.
YouTube, SoundCloud, you can look me up anywhere.
Perfect.
Anywhere.
Thanks for coming on. I hope you have fun.
All Mac. Right. We appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed my show. It was cool, though.
It's your thing.
It was cool.
And that corny ass Vinny was shooting.
Corny ass
Vinny. I wish that would have been recording. All right. Bye, niggas.
Keep telling me I make you sick, but on some real quick.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacanellY.
Yep. You ain't never coming back no more. She ain't going nowhere.
This is Bobby D, you feel me? And you tapped into the Macanelli podcast, you feel me?